Coming to you from the Paranormal Warehouse, Destination Mystery paints the story for paranormal content, abnormal adventures, and the fun behind the investigations. Each week, Mike and Melissa will bring a new adventure that includes going to some of the most remote places in the West. They will tell the story behind the investigation and share with you the evidence they discover. This is not your regular paranormal show. These episodes will bring new content from locations that no one would think to investigate or explore. We will not only tell the spooky story, we will go to the location where the spooky story originated. Fasten your seatbelts as we take you on an adventure that will make you question what's normal and what's paranormal. Hello, paranormal peeps and weird wanderers. Welcome to our seventh Facebook Live show on the Paranormal Warehouse. Michael and I are jumping in this episode by the skin of our teeth. We hope we have everything ready to go. It's been a heck of a day, but we're so happy to be here with everybody. I am Melissa with Ghost Girl Memoirs.
And I'm Mike with Paranormal Treasure Hunter.
And you're watching Destination Mystery. So today we have a really cool story to share with you. I think it's going to be a fun one and an investigation to go along with it. If you're joining us via podcast, we do a weekly show on the Paranormal Warehouse every Wednesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we turn these episodes into podcast shows. This way you can join us whenever it's convenient for you. And if you can't see the live show and you've missed a picture or some evidence that we've shared, you can go to our website at www.destination-mystery.com and we will post that information there. We are available now on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. You can find us just by typing in Destination Mystery. And if you see a logo with a Bigfoot skull, that's us. We would like to start off by thanking a few people. We want to thank Tyler for the music for our trailer, for Cosette for putting the trailer together. We want to thank Mark for our logo. We want to thank Sierra, Lauren, Taylin, Bella Hobbs, and Curtis with Paranormal Teens, Michelle with Time Forgot, and we want to thank all of our spouses and our friends for putting up with our weirdness and allowing us to go on our adventures and supporting us. And most of all, of course, we'd like to thank our viewers and those who listen and subscribe to our podcast. We appreciate you guys, and without you, we would not be able to do what we do. So thank you. And we wanted to say that this is a family show. The story that we're going to be talking about tonight is going to be a little bit on the, I don't know if it's scary, but it's about a murder. So if you're not comfortable.
It's a family murder.
True. It's a family murder. Everybody's involved in this murder. But if you're not comfortable with your kids listening to that, then don't have them tune in. Otherwise, you should be good to have your kids tune in and listen. And if you want to comment, just leave a comment below and I'm going to do my best to get to them. I've had some issues being able to pull up the show on any of my other devices besides my computer. And so trying to go back and forth between the two is a little bit tricky, but I'll try to get to your comments. And if I miss you, I'm sorry. We do have Karma, who sent us 50 stars. Thank you. I think Karma joined us last week, so we appreciate her joining again. We have Addie. She says, hello, hunters. Hello. We have Haley. Evening to you both. This is her first time. She's from the UK. We're so glad you joined us. And we have TT that is back again. Hey, TT. She says, hey, guys. And she also joined us last week. So appreciate you joining again. I probably missed a few people because I got to the comments late. So I'm sorry. If you wouldn't mind, if you are listening tonight, sharing this show, this helps us get the word out. We would appreciate that. If Sierra wants to jump in at any time and do comments, that would be great. We have Sierra with Paranormal Teens. In fact, we need to get you a mic. She is helping us tonight with the comments because I can't get to all of them. TT says, love your stories. Thank you. Is it Shelia? I know I pronounced that wrong last time. She says hello. So I'm sorry I'm mispronouncing that, but I know, was it Cheryl? I can't remember how your name's pronounced, so you got to let me know. Well, thank you for joining us again. We really appreciate that. Anything exciting happened to you this week, Mike?
No, we locked the dog outside this time because he ripped my headphones off during the last one. Oh. I don't know if you noticed that.
I remember him trying to get at a cracker that was on your floor.
I dropped another cracker and he went to get it and ripped off my headphones, about knocked me out of the chair.
Going live is so cool. So much fun.
We're so good at it.
Yeah. I don't know if any of you listened to the Hillbilly Horror Story podcast, but they posted something this week that hit near and dear to us, Michael, if I can find it. Oh, here it is. So there's a story about a man named John Jones. He was 26, who set out to explore the Nutty Putty Cave in Utah with his family and friends. Did you hear about this?
I've heard it before. I don't know if it was from them or not, but do tell.
So he went in the cave. He went deeper and deeper, was crawling in, and he eventually ended up getting stuck in a really narrow passage. He couldn't get out. His family couldn't get him out. Rescuers finally came. They tried to get him out, but were unable to. He was stuck in rock so tight that they could not get him out.
Is this the one where the rock was jammed up under his rib cage?
Might be. It doesn't say anything about his ribs, but that would make sense as to why they couldn't get him out. So they basically just fed him. They injected him and fed an IV through him for 27 hours before he finally passed away. But he is to this day still stuck in that cave. His body has never been taken out, and they've sealed it off so that other people can't get in.
Wow.
But how many times have we been close to getting stuck in a freaking cave? If that ever happens to me, I swear.
I thought I would be like Winnie the Pooh and just not eat for several days and then I could get out. But
this was only 27 hours, and I've never lost more than maybe an ounce in my life in 27 hours. So I don't think that would work.
I wonder if he suffocated. That's too bad.
It's Sheila. So I don't know why that's such a hard name for me to pronounce. I'm sorry, Sheila. I really appreciate you joining us tonight. TT said she heard about this last night, and it was a sad story. And I agree, it's a sad story. And the only thing I kept thinking during the whole story was, that's going to happen to us one of these days. I hope not. But
I hope not, too. We don't mean to make light of it.
No, we did not mean to make light of it. That's a pretty tragic story.
About getting our fat butt stuck in there somewhere.
Maybe we could go into the investigate that cave and see if he has any advice for us to keep us out of trouble. So that's the story I had for you. Other than that, I've had a horrible week. We found some mice in our house, and I want to burn my house down.
I spent Saturday helped my neighbor put in a door in his back porch, and I asked him what the smoke was, and he said he had seven fires going in his driveway of dead grass. He said it was to keep the Sasquatch away. Apparently it works, because I haven't seen one yet. So I told him to stop doing that. So
knock it off. We want to see one, man.
Yeah, I want him to come around, and it's your fault apparently. So learn something new.
So don't burn the grass in your yard in the Sasquatch.
Seven piles of it, because it scares off the Sasquatch.
Well, I live too much in town, so I won't be able to see a Sasquatch probably, but I want to. I won't have to worry about burning my grass. Karma said, what is the subject tonight? So we're going to start into our story. We were able to go investigate a ghost town in a very rural part of Idaho 2 weeks ago. Well, this is our second time, but this time we went to this cabin. And there are lots of different cabins here in this ghost town. And the people who have started the historical project on it have done a really good job. They've kept the, most of the cabins have been kept up. And they have the stories that go along with the cabins actually posted in the cabins or on the cabins. Do you want to say anything more about that? Anthony says greetings. Hello, Anthony. We're so glad you joined us.
This ghost town is one that we've been to multiple times. It's probably one of the first ones our dad took us to. Do you remember going with him to this town?
I probably would have been one or two, so no,
we weren't very old when we started going, but we kind of have a, above the ghost town is a beautiful lake, and we spend a lot of time there. We really enjoy growing up, going up there, because we have fond memories of it with our family.
It's become one of my favorite places, though. There's so many stories about this ghost town and so many places to explore.
Of all the times we've been up there, I didn't know about this until recently, this story. It's a new one for me.
Anthony says he's been to Coeur d'Alene. That is in northern northern Idaho. It's further. It's so pretty up there. And I've heard it's pretty squatchy, too. Isn't the Bates Motel in Coeur d'Alene? I think it is the original Bates Motel. Oh, Jason says hi, everyone. So we're going to have to make a trip up there.
Yeah.
Anthony says Spokane. That's good. Yeah, that's a beautiful area. We are more in the middle.
Southeast.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they've done a really good job with the history of this town. And we went into one of the cabins this weekend, and I want to show you a picture of it real quick before you start the story. And then we'll tell you what happened in this cabin and why the floor is dug out of it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Maybe. There it is. So that is the inside of the cabin. You can see a big hole has been dug out.
It's got some framing to help it keep from falling over.
Yeah, it's an old cabin. The town actually started in the 1880s, I believe, is when it started. It was a mining town. They mined silver and gold in this town. And they used to carry the gold and silver in horse-drawn wagons of teams of like 12 or something, all the way to Dubois, which we did a story on not too long ago too. And you remember that train station that we saw? That's where they used to haul everything to. That was the closest train station to this town. And they decided to, after they started making money on all this, they bought the first, it was like a steam train engine, but it didn't run on tracks. And then they were able to haul more faster and get it
more better
and get it to where it needed to go. But that's kind of how this town started. It was a boom town, and it was pretty big back in the early days. It eventually died down in the 1920s, and by the 1930s, almost everybody had left, and that's when the Great Depression hit, so that's kind of why everything died out. Yep, just a little bit of history. So now I'll let Mike share the story about what happened in this cabin.
We titled this Buried Beneath the Floorboards. This is a story told by Dick Mole and Robert Mole. Isn't Dick Mole the guy from Night Court, the tall night guard? Is his name Richard Mole?
I think it is. Yeah, I forgot all about that show.
Yeah. So in 1977, Dick Mole was living in one of the cabins up there, and he was the groundskeeper. And that night, it snowed 8 to 10 inches during the night. So most of Gilmore is privately owned, but he stayed there and took care of the town just to keep an eye on it. He still lived there in 1977. One Sunday afternoon, a red pickup pulled up into Gilmore, parked in the driveway just by Grover Tucker's place. It's the cabin number 36, if you go up there. Shortly after they arrived, they started shooting and since Dick could not see them from his cabin, he walked over to see what was going on. He found there were three of them having a good time shooting bricks off the chimney of Elmer Rucker's house. Grover and Elmer were brothers. When he got close enough, Dick explained to the men that the building and Gilmore's were privately owned. He said that he was a caretaker, and would appreciate it if they'd stop shooting at the buildings. After a while, they said, okay, and they turned around and left. As he started to walk away, one of the men turned around and started shooting at Dick. So he dropped to the ground. He was laying in the snow, cold, scared, and didn't know what to do. And he was listening to him talk about whether they should go back and make sure he was dead or not. But after considerable argument, they decided to leave. And as Dick was laying there, very uncomfortable, I'm sure, scared to death, he made a decision that if he lived through this, he would leave. So very next day, he packed his bags and he headed out of town. But that left no one there to take care of it or to keep an eye on it. Later on that year in June, a bottle hunter. You know what a bottle hunter is?
I didn't until I read this story.
Bottle hunter is, back in those days, they'd go to outhouses especially because they'd go into their outhouse and drink their hooch and throw the bottle down on the toilet so nobody'd see it. And those bottles were lead. I don't know if you've ever seen a lead-based bottle, but it's in the glass. They're really pretty. They used to be quite a collector's item, so people go around and grab those bottles and
so was it just the bottle that was worth something, or was the lead worth something?
No, the lead wasn't worth anything. It was just the bottle, because they were really cool.
So you can see some. Is that why they had the three-seater outhouse, so they could throw bottles down?
Maybe one was a trash chute.
That'd be
very uncomfortable in a three-seater outhouse. Your cheeks would be touching. That's awkward. So how you doing? Well,
I mean, maybe it was a way for them to keep warm, but we found,
I guess,
I'll have to find that picture. We found a three-seater outhouse, and I just kept thinking, dang, I wouldn't want to poop next to anybody.
That is way, way not private. There's not even a wall between it.
No, they're right. And I don't even think like three of me could
be touching legs.
Oh, more than touching legs. Yeah. They were pretty close together.
Cheek to cheek. Anyway, you find that picture?
I'm looking at it for it right now. Got it.
Boy, we get distracted easily.
Yeah.
All right. So when that bottle hunter came to town, he found a partly decomposed body of a man outside of that cabin. So he went to Salmon, which is an hour and a half, hour and a half away.
At least, yeah.
And told the sheriff what he found. So the sheriff came back and did an investigation. And they found out that that body had been originally buried inside of that cabin.
Okay, I found the picture. Go ahead. I'm gonna show you the three-seater outhouse because it's going to – I don't know why I think this is so funny, but it is. And then you're going to be like, okay.
No, there's two of them up in Gilmore, at least, up in the town.
Shoot, hold on. Sorry. It's too many screens open, man. Okay. Now I'm going to share. Just kidding. Now I'm going to share. There it is. There's the three-seater outhouse. See how close those seats are together? And I mean, it's just a regular door. The door's not very big. Too bad we didn't find any lead bottles in there.
It had been dug out. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh.
It had been dug out.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I didn't see any.
There was nothing in the bottom, and it had been dug out.
Anyway, there's your three-seater outhouse. So we have a few people that joined us. Karma says she collects bottles too. I've started to because I do a big apothecary at Halloween time, and I like to make it look cool. So I have all sorts of indie or cool bottles.
You ever see Jeff's bottles he had? He has a bunch of those lead-based, not lead-based, but I don't know what you call them. They have lead in them.
They're pretty cool.
They are cool.
Donna joined us. She says hello. Jason says hi. And Jennifer says hello from Indiana. Thank you for joining. Nice.
So after the sheriff came back to this cabin to investigate the murder, he found a partially eaten body laying there on the ground. They found out that it came out of that cabin. They also found a watch in there, I believe, if I read that right.
They did.
And so that's why they figured out it came from inside of there. Plus, I'm sure the diggings made it pretty clear. But when they started investigating the body, they found it was full of bullet holes. I don't know how many. Was it three? Three bullets?
Two. And a bear dug up the body, by the way. Did you mention that?
Well, I was going to, but blew my big...
Sorry. Pretend I didn't say that.
Scratch that off.
Start over. I'm sorry.
It was 3 months had been there. So the question was, why was it there, and who he was? They didn't know who he was at the time either. And so who killed him, and why, and who was he? That was the question everybody was asking. So at that time period, it was about March. So we'd been there. The time of death was March. When I first read it, I misunderstood it. I thought they lived in the cabin, but they lived in a distant town and drove up to that cabin to hide the body in the ground. And it was a good thing that Dick Mole had left when he had, because he could have stumbled upon, it was right near his house, he would have stumbled upon the people doing this and probably would end up getting shot himself. But as they investigated this, one of the things they found out, like Melissa said, was a bear had dug the body up and drug it out of there and started eating it. Otherwise, they did not know that there was a missing body or a murder that was going on. But over the year, it took them about a year and a half to figure out who he was. And they finally found out who the guy was. They did some more investigation and found out that who the people were that killed him. The guy's kids, two of his kids and one of their friends, shot and killed their dad because they were into some illegal drugs. And they kept getting into trouble, and dad bailed them out, and dad said, I've had enough. I'm not bailing you out anymore. And the kids said, well, that's when they got out of jail that last time, they went home and shot him. And they left him there, and he didn't die. He was there for a couple of days. They shot him again, right? Mm-hmm. And then they
ambushed him as he was getting out of his car from work and shot him. And he didn't die. He crawled into the house. So they went in after him and just let him suffer for a few days.
And finally, when he didn't die, they took him to outside and drove over him, right?
Several times. Yep.
Several times. And then they loaded him up in the car and took him to this cabin and buried him. And that is where the bear found him. I cannot imagine what must be going through your mind. Not just dads, but the kids.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. And I know people who've been on drugs and they weren't, you know, going to go murder their father and let him, you know, suffer for a few days. And I mean, I guess from what I understood, he also was like begging for medical attention. You know, you guys help me out. And they just watched him. They just watched him suffer.
Yeah, that's sad.
Did you want to add anything more to that before?
What did I miss? Probably a lot.
I don't think you really missed anything.
All three were convicted of murder and went to prison. And we tried to find out. We found it a little bit, but I couldn't find anything about if they're still there or if they're still alive. I mean, that's only, 50 years ago?
Yeah, I think the trial took place in 1979, I believe. I think they killed him in 77, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then their trial was in 79, and all three were convicted and sentenced to prison. Karma says, I hope he haunts them.
Me too.
I think that he should. And then Graham said, that's just the most terrible, tragic death ever. And I agree. I can't even imagine what would have been going through somebody's, let alone a stranger, but their own father.
Yeah.
That just makes me sick.
It makes me wonder if it was like the friend, you know, that one friend all the kids have that just lie to your parents. Just tell them, mm-hmm. just do this. Well, I don't want to. Well, I think we should. And eventually, I don't know. I just can't imagine being the kids' idea, but.
I would hope not, but.
How's he going to bail you out if you end him?
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Yep. They did. Oh, I was trying to find court documents to find out where the. So it was a son and a daughter. And I was trying to find court documents to find out what prison they went to, which I couldn't find. I did find a court document where they had sentenced the son to prison. Yes. But it didn't mention anything about the daughter. So I have no idea what her name was. The son was only 15 at the time. I don't know how old the friend was, and I don't know how old the daughter was. They didn't mention anything about either of those.
One was 15, right? At the time they murdered or the time went to jail?
It was the son. Mm-hmm. I imagine the girl wasn't too much older or younger than him. Probably older. Are you there, Mike? You just froze. Mike, you might want to restart your computer. But Graham is asking, or let's see, oh, Anthony is asking if we ever carry firearms on our investigations. Yes, we do, especially when we're out in the... Are you there? Oh, there you are.
You all right?
Can you hear me?
I can now. You froze. Okay.
Oh, I thought you froze.
Well, maybe we both.
So maybe
you're
nobody...
frozen on my screen, but...
Nobody heard what I just said, but Anthony was asking if we carry firearms on our investigations. And on
Sarah
those,
was just typing that back. Oh. Kimber 45.
Yeah, Michael always carries, especially when we're out where there's wild animals and
wild people.
And where we're like way far away from any kind of civilizations. Definitely do.
Some of the stuff we run into, though, I don't know that a gun would help us any.
True.
But... Yeah, I do carry.
Yep.
So does my wife.
Yeah, I do too. I do too, but I always leave it in my car instead of taking it with us on the four-wheeler. I remember all my ghost equipment, and then I forget my gun
Pants.
And my flashlight every time. Graham says, I just missed that. Something about he raised them and loved them and how horrible that would be.
You know, as a parent, I would draw the line too. I'm not bailing you out anymore. I've done it once. We love you, but this is how we're going to.
You're never going to learn your lesson if you don't.
You're never going to learn a lesson.
Josie had a comment that I just missed, but it was something to the effect of probably didn't have anything to do with drugs. They were just some spoiled, rotten kids.
Little turds.
Yep.
So the kid was 15 years old.
Yeah, the son was 15 years old. And I don't know about the daughter or the friend because I could not find any court documents on them. And there wasn't anything, the names weren't mentioned in the history that I found on Gilmore about this story. So I'm going to keep researching it, but those names were never found.
Only I couldn't find anything either, but I'm not a very good researcher.
I'm pretty good when it comes to the internet and like being able to look up library files and stuff on the internet, but if I have to go somewhere and ask somebody for something or email somebody for something or go to the library, I just don't have time for that. So I when I get time, I'm going to do a lot of research because it's a lot of fun. So Karma says old enough to know better but too young to understand the complete consequences, and they didn't care. It's exactly true. Loki Anthony says hello, Loki Trout. Did we have someone join us by that name? Should I know who that is? Loki Trout. Graham says, oh my gosh, teenagers. I agree. Michael's got 5 at your house.
This is the middle one.
She's pretty good, though. She's a good kid.
Yeah, she's all right. Yeah.
All right. So we are going to...
She hasn't tried to kill me yet. Except when she's driving.
Oh, yeah. That's happened several times. And then, Graham does mention... Mary, I keep calling you Graham. I'm sorry, your name's Mary. Brains aren't even fully developed and drugs add to the problem. Yes, your frontal lobe is not fully developed until you're, I think for boys, it's like 25 is when it's usually completely done. And I want to say girls is 21 or 22. So yeah, they have a hard time with their emotions and controlling some thoughts and stuff, but I still think they know right from wrong. don't be getting any ideas. Okay. I think he might be talking to Sierra, or she might be talking to Sierra.
Yeah, don't get any ideas.
We are going to pause. Because we have a commercial for you today. Finally, my sponsors sent me a commercial.
All right.
I'm going to read it to you. And I'm going to pull up their awesome logo.
We get our nachos.
Huh? Yeah.
Is this when we'll get our nachos?
It's not going to be long enough for nachos, but it's going to be long enough for you to open a can of pop soda. If you're in Idaho and Utah, you call it pop. If you're in the East, I think everybody calls it soda. Where did I put this? Oh, there it is.
You're Steven. It's a beverage.
A beverage.
He worked in the hood.
Do you have a comment that you want me to read, Sierra?
She just read some of the one you just said. Oh. We're like 15, 20 seconds behind on that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay. So sorry if I get to your comments wrong, Mary. And if I'm like replying to them wrong, I apologize. Because
you know, when you said their frontal lobes don't fully develop, mm-hmm. Sierra just stapled her finger.
Sierra. That's something you do, Mike, and your frontal lobe should be fully developed.
Well, my finger's too fat to fit in there, but.
Oh, we do have a top fan named Low Key Trout. Is that your real name? That's kind of a cool name. And Anthony is welcoming Low Key. Low Key or Trout Low Key? Low Key Trout?
I missed the commercial?
No, I'm going to share it right now. Sorry, I got
sidetracked. That was fast.
Here you go. Okay, here's the logo. And here's the commercial. So we have used the services of Idaho Falls Plumbing Company. I don't know if you've ever been stuck in a situation where your plumbing, you have an issue with your plumbing. It's like the worst thing ever. You don't want to have to deal with it. You want somebody to come in, just take care of it. And that is exactly what they do. They've helped us out on numerous occasions. Are you tired of dealing with poor water pressure? Is the euphoria you experience during a healthy poo ruined by the rejection of an ungrateful toilet that hasn't flushed properly for as long as you can remember? Maybe your pipes look terrible and you can't stand looking at the mess some half-ass plumber, pun intended, left in your mechanical room. Life doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to be embarrassed about your plumbing anymore. Give us a call. The Idaho Falls Plumbing Company is here for you. Be proud of your pipes. You can call them at 208-569-9743. Again, that's 208-569-9743. And that is an awesome logo. And yes. I talked with the owner on Saturday. We went to an MMA fight together, and he wants to put some of his merchandise on our website so we can share them together. And I think that's a good idea. I actually wear a lot of his hoodies and t-shirts when we're out
investigating. His hoodie too. I love them
because they're
very distinct.
They are, and they're black, which is the only color I wear when we go out. And right. They have skulls on them, so they're really cool.
Skulls. And they do a great job. I've worked with them multiple times. We did a whole apartment complex where we had to plumb new supplies in. And it was such an old building, we had to do it on the outside of the wall. They did a fantastic job.
Mary has to put her two kids to bed, so she's tuning out. Thanks for joining us, Mary. You can catch the rest of this episode either on a podcast or on our Facebook page. We're going to go over some investigation notes. So, and then Low Key Trout says no, but last name is family. That's a pretty cool last name. All right, so let's go into the investigation part of the story. We went, oh, let me show you the pictures of the cabin really quick first, and then I'll go over the investigation.
Would have thought this kind of stuff was in our area back right. then.
And I never would think of, like, you go into an old cabin, that's really cool, but knowing the story behind it is even cooler. And then it enables you to search deeper and find out what happened to these people and their lives and all that.
I had seen the floor before, but I did not know that that's why it was dug up.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I've been there many times, so it's kind of cool to read that.
This is the outside of the cabin, pretty small. It was just a one-bedroom cabin. Somebody wrote on the inside of the cabin, kind of talked about what happened there. It says, this is the cabin, the two boys, it says two boys, but it was actually a girl and a boy, killed their father in. This is just a side view of the cabin. And again, we've got the inside of the cabin.
One room cabin, there was two doors.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
That is interesting. I don't know why they'd need two doors. I guess they have a lot of bears up there. So if a bear came in the front door, you
need one less door. You can run out the back.
So we started out by doing like an EMF read of the cabin, which didn't take very long because it's only one room. There was one initial spike when I walked through the front door, and it went all the way to red, and then it went back down. And we didn't get any more EMF spikes while we were there, but I did place the EMF reader in the center of that hole where the dad had been buried to see if there was any activity there. Karma says, in case of a fire, Mike, that's why there was two doors. Durr.
Did you notice how shallow that grave was?
Yeah.
Wasn't very deep. And I used to dig graves when I was in high school, and they're not 6 feet under. They're just barely under the ground.
I kept thinking if this happened in March, it still would have been like, there would have been a lot of snow. The ground would have been completely frozen. And that's a really rocky area. So even for them to have dug that much of the cabin floor would have taken a lot of effort and a lot of work.
Why did they choose that cabin and why that town? It's 2.5 hours away.
You know, we were talking about that too. And the only thing that we could come up with was that it was remote. Nobody was really there. Other than the Dick who used to kind of watch over the place, nobody really lived there. And I guess it would be a good way to take time to hide a body because nobody can see what you're doing.
Nobody can see.
You're inside.
That entire valley, though, is pretty well desolate. So, anywho.
Karma says, you guys think about it. People are only buried really about 3 feet under the ground anyway because a coffin is only about 3 feet high. Low-key Trout said, let me listen to this. I want to hear about electronic voice perception recordings. I do have a few recordings I'm going to share with you. Some of them I can understand, some of them I can't. We did both a voice box session. And is she trying to get a comment through or no? We did both
I lost her homework.
Oh, we did a spirit box session and we recorded some EVPs. And I don't know what a lot of them say, phenomena. I'm sorry, I have a hard time with words, Anthony. It's just difficult for me and I apologize. We went in, we always introduce ourselves when we start an investigation. So I gave the time, you know, the location, the date, and everybody was there who was there. And I always ask, hey, if there's anybody here that would like to communicate with us, we would appreciate it. We have some answers about the other side and want to know a little bit about your history. And when I start off with something similar to that, we seem to get more activity when we let them know what our intentions are and who is there. It seems to open up for more communication, I feel like. And I started off by asking Could you answer some questions for us? We did get an inaudible male voice, but I couldn't tell what they said. Josie said, how did they know about the place? Was it premeditated? I'm guessing either that or maybe a friend or somebody said, hey, I know where some empty cabins are. Maybe we can bury the body there and nobody will ever know. So it was, I mean, they did plan it after they had all of the time they spent in juvie to plan it. So they probably, it was all probably premeditated. And then after I got the inaudible male voice, I got a female voice, and I think it says Sally, but I want to get your take on it. Actually, I probably shouldn't tell you what I think it says.
Do we know who Sally is? Is that the girl?
I don't know the girl's name.
That'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah, and that's why I was really trying to look to see if this might be her, but I don't know. Here's the recording.
Today is August 6, 2020.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? It sounds like Sally to me.
Mm-hmm.
Today is August 6, 2020.
And then also, like, right before I started the investigate, like, started announcing who we were and what our intentions were, I got an EVP, or no, this was on the spirit box. I got a voice that came through. I can't remember what it said, though. Let's see.
Hey, Dad, is that the one?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Do I have it?
Again, it's always so much clearer.
Oh, my gosh. I can't find the EVP or the recording. Shoot. Let me see if this is it.
Would you be willing to talk to us and give us some answers about what happened in his cabin?
That wasn't it, but that was the second question that I asked, and at the very end I hear what sounds like a yes, and it almost sounds like an older gentleman.
Would you be willing to talk to us and give us some answers about what happened in his cabin?
Was that sound like
yes?
Sounds like a yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So right as we were getting started, we heard a hey dad, and that was actually a pretty clear one, but I can't find the recording. I'll keep looking. And then we asked, what is your name? We got what sounded like Gerald. That wasn't the father's name, so that might not have been what it said, but or maybe it didn't have anything to do with him. It could have been maybe the person who owned the cabin. And then we asked, is this the spot where the Christensen children buried their dad? And we got the word bottom come across the ovilus. So then I asked, were you buried at the bottom of this cabin? And we got this recording. You tell me what you think it says, Mike.
We buried at the bottom of this cabin.
To me, it sounds like buried.
Were you buried at the bottom of this cabin?
Or maybe afraid.
Or, right?
Right? Could be right.
Are you buried at this? Right.
Yeah, it could be that too.
These headphones aren't the best.
No, and neither. Well, my ears just aren't the best. I'm old. And then right after we got that recording, we got the word tide come across the ovulus. So then we asked, were you tied? Did your children tie you up? And then right after we got that that word come across the ovilus, we got this sound. And this gives me chills.
Right after we asked how it happened, is that right? What was the question?
It was that word tied, T-I-E-D, came across the ovilus. And we asked, did your children tie you up before they murdered you? And this is what we heard. Can you see this, Mike?
This, yes.
Okay, here we go.
What was that?
Did you hear it?
Yes. Do it again, though.
What was that?
So it sounds like a gunshot.
Yes.
And the thing that kind of, I thought it was loud, and I thought that somebody was shooting, you know, up further or whatever. But I don't know if you noticed that there were some campers not far from the cabin. They didn't even react to it.
Well, I was outside. I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
I was using my thermal imager looking around. I didn't hear that outside of the cabin.
So then I was like, well, was it just something we picked up inside of the cabin? Because he was shot. He was murdered. His children shot him twice. So that sound just gives me goosebumps. So I don't know if we were the only ones that heard it, but the campers that were next to us didn't react to it at all.
So we were being kind of quiet and mysterious trying to do this without, they were what, 30 feet away?
Yeah, we didn't want them to know how weird we were. He says it's a low-key, says it's a pump action gun, click and then shoot. Let's hear. This is good stuff. Okay. So then after we heard the gunshot, we got what sounded like Bear come across the spirit box, and then we got Gilmore. I'm pretty sure I heard the word Gilmore. And then, are you the father of the Christensen children? Are you here? And we got an answer. I'll play that one for you. Uh-oh, did I close down? I closed down my program. Why'd I do that?
Sierra just showed me a text. I thought it was one coming in about the show.
Oh.
It says, your dad want any garlic bread? What does that have to do with the show? It's my daughter's making dinner.
Well, garlic may be something we want to start carrying. And yes, I want some garlic bread. Send it on over. All right. So we asked the question, are you the father of the Christensen children? Are you here? And this is EVP, or this was, yeah, I think this is an EVP.
Are you here?
There's a little bit of a pause, but to me it sounds like a yes.
Are you here?
And then we got this word that came across, which is pretty relevant. I think it's this one. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It says gold. And that said trouble.
Play it again. Do it again. Wow.
So they did mine gold in this town, and you know, whether or not that has anything to do with the murder, I don't know, but whoever owned that cabin or whoever originally had the cabin, I'm sure was a miner. He could have been mining gold. And then I asked
if their dad took them up there.
Maybe that was a familiar spot to them, and that's how they knew it, that the cabin existed. And he told them stories about, you know, the mines and stuff. Would you be willing to talk to us and give us some answers about what happened in this cabin? That's where we hear the yes that I played before. Were you shot? We got two words. I couldn't quite tell what they are. I can play them for you if you want. We're running out of time, though. Oops. I think this is it. Were you shot? I think this is it. Actually, I already played this one for you, I think.
Would you be willing to talk?
Yeah, that's not the right one. I can't find it. It says, we asked, were you shot? And we heard two words, but I couldn't tell what they were. Sorry, I don't have everything ready to go tonight. I kind of flew in here by the skin of my teeth. And then we asked, could you also use this green light to answer some questions? So we turned off the spirit box and just turned on the EVP recorder. And I was trying to get them to answer, you know, red for yes, green for no with the EMF detector. I said, can you tell us your name? And we hear this. Did I play this one for you already?
I think so, but play it again.
Yeah, that's not the right one. We hear Sally again. Let me see if I have that one. Oh, here it is. So we actually got the name Sally twice, unless I'm hearing it wrong.
Can you tell us her name?
Doesn't that sound like a little kid?
It was a different than the other one.
It was.
It did sound like a little kid.
And that was captured on the EVP recorder, not on the spirit box.
Can you tell us her name?
Wow, that was distinct.
Yeah, did it sound like Sally to you?
And it sounded like a little kid, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we did, you can hear some moving around in the background, and that's because I had my dog with me. So the teenagers, we think, are still in prison, and they probably are still alive, but we don't know. For sure. I couldn't find that information.
We don't know. We can't find it.
How do you feel about your children was a question I asked. I asked, did it make you sad? We got the word disturbed that came across the ovulus after I asked, did that make you sad? And then I said, did that make you feel disturbed? And then I asked, did a bear dig up your body? And we got this answer. Oh, here it is.
Did a bear dig up your body?
What did that sound like to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's either it sounds like yeah to me.
Did a bear dig up your body?
Or it could even say bear. I'm not sure.
One more time.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
And then I got this this weird. Let me play it for you.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, that's the hey, Dad. That's labeled wrong. I labeled it wrong. So that's not what I thought it was, but we got the word easy come across.
That was, hey, Dad, was a young male.
Yeah. Could have been a 15-year-old for sure.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us who is here with us? We got the word disturbed again on the ovulus second time. I said, am I disturbing the ground? We got another female voice. It sounded exactly like the person that said Sally. Let's see, do I have it? I thought I had it, but I'm not finding it. But you could hear how the voice that said, and I can't tell what the voice says, but it's the same voice that said Sally. It sounded like a young girl. We said, or I said, we're really sorry about what happened to you. Is there anything you'd like us to know? And we got this one. Oh, I didn't save it. I'm repeating the same one. It says, please help. I wish I was more prepared. So we got, please help after that. And then I asked again, would you be willing to come touch this green light that I'm holding? Do you want to come hold my hand? Are your children with you in heaven? And then I asked, are they still in prison? Can you come touch this green light? And I captured a really weird sound, and it was actually captured on my cell phone because I was recording at the time, but it wasn't captured on anything else. Let's see if I have it. Green light. Oh my gosh. Oh, I think this might be it. Can you come touch this green light if there's anybody here? I don't know what that is, but it almost sounds like a cry or something. Can you come touch this green light if there's anybody here? Did you hear that?
Yeah. Can you slow it down?
Probably, but I don't know how.
Can you
I probably could. Okay, that'll be my task for this week. I'm going to learn how to slow stuff down and speed it up. But I just thought it was weird that the EVP didn't pick it up, but my phone did. Let's see.
I missed a lot of this because I was filming with my thermal imager, and I went through 3 batteries during that time.
Well, I was just going to say, right after I got that on my camera or on my cell phone, because I was recording, my camera turned off and I had to turn it back on. And so I asked, was that you that turned off my camera? But so we all have our own little job that we do, and Michael handles the thermal while we're...
I've had that same battery for 6 months, and I went through 3 of them during that.
That's crazy.
And it never did really function
after that.
Yeah, I gave up.
Yeah, my phone shut off right after that for no reason, so I had to turn it back on. So then I asked, are you the person that shut off my phone?
Is that you that turned off my camera?
Sounds like a yeah. And then I asked, were you upset? Are you upset by what happened? And we got this. Tell me what you hear, because what I hear isn't very nice.
Are you upset by what happened? Do you feel bad?
So that very last one.
Samuel Jackson?
Is that what you heard?
It kind of sounded like that.
So I hear, I asked, are you upset by what happened? I hear bad. And then I said, do you feel bad? And it sounded like F you. And then I heard a no, which sounds like the same voice that Sally had said before, the little girl that said Sally.
Just do hers.
Just hers?
The last one, yeah. That does sound like her.
Sounds like the same voice.
What's interesting is how many different voices... you know, young, old, female, male, that we've been picking up. That's interesting. It's not always been like a mechanical voice or a generic. It's been different.
Yeah, and there is a lot of history to this place. So we could be picking up on a lot of different things or a lot of different people. I'm not sure, but there's two male voices in there that sound the same. And then you hear that younger one. I said, were you able to apologize to your father? Were you able to? And then I said, were you able to forgive your children for what they did to you? And I got this.
Is that you that turned off my camera?
Oh, what the heck? Did you hear that? I said yes. That was a little bit clear. I'd saved this wrong, but after I asked, were you able to forgive your children for what they did to you? I got the word forgive. And then I said, how long did you have to be buried before you were found? There was a male voice that came through, but I don't know what it said. I said, how did they find you? Whose cabin was this? How many people are in this room? And we hear what sounds like 12 or 4. I know that either one of those are close, but I heard one and somebody else heard the other. So I don't know. I don't know. You tell me what you hear.
How many people are in this room?
To me, it sounds like 12.
Do the number one more time.
I don't know.
I got 12 too, but.
But there was only 4 of us and 2 dogs, so.
Was there campers, the counting the several campers sitting next to it?
Maybe, but I don't think they were that close. I don't know, because I asked how many people were in the room. Oh. So maybe we had a lot of spirits in there talking to us. I don't know.
We had the little girl, the guy, the old man.
Sounds like an old man. And then we have one that does sound like a young teenage boy. And then I asked several questions that we didn't get answers to. I said, what prison did your children go to? Can you tell us your name? Are you happy on the other side? What's the town we're in right now? What did you do for a living? Were your kids into drugs? Is that why they got into trouble? What kind of animal dug you up? Is there anything you can tell us about the other side? And we got the word homicide that came across the ovalis. Can you come touch this box and make the green light turn red? If you want us to go, we will, but we need you to tell us your name. And we got Christopher that came across the ovalis. And I said, well, that's my husband's name. Is that your name? And we got the word scream come across the ovalis. So I wonder if maybe that was a friend's name or something. I don't know. I said, did you scream when your children shot you? If there's anything you'd like to tell us, please let us know before we leave. And then I just closed by saying thank you for communicating with us.
In our past experience, it seems like we only get a small window of time and then they're off.
As with most people that we hang out with. We have a running joke that, you know, like, well, we typically like to go places where there aren't a lot of people because I just hate crowds. I don't hate people, but I hate, well, most people, but I hate crowds. And we're always like, well, that's okay. They'll be leaving as soon as we sit down and start talking. They'll be gone in 5 minutes. So that's maybe
we can clear out of McDonald's in a matter of minutes.
Just like that, especially when we start talking about our weird stuff that people don't want to hear about. But maybe the spirits think that we're boring too, or that we just, maybe we weren't asking
maybe
the right
questions.
Maybe
it takes a lot of energy to communicate and they only have, who knows?
True. That is true. But that's what we got. We hope you enjoyed this story and some of the answers and stuff that we got. Michael, do you want to talk about the cause that we support? Do you have that
information? The veterans?
Yep.
We like to support our veterans. We are grateful for their service to our country. We wouldn't be free without their sacrifice. There is a website that you can donate. I can never read it right, so I'm going to have you say the name because I cannot pronounce it correctly.
It, well, this is just the redcross.org website.
Get help. Get
oh, that's
help.
You text get hero care to 90999. And you can you could chat with somebody, or they'll send you information that you might need. Anything that's related to some vital services, emergency needs for food, clothing, shelter, counseling, referrals, cemeteries or burial benefits, and other resources that are helpful for veterans. Josie's asking if we have footage. We don't have anything that we caught on camera. We have the video inside the cabin. There's nothing on it other than us asking questions. And
we do have some video of some things we caught, but we're going to share those on another episode.
Yeah, we don't always capture video or in audio, or not audio, video and pictures are hard to capture a lot of the time. And we don't have a lot of really fancy equipment, but we have caught a couple of things that were pretty compelling. And we are,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, two of them we'll share next month in our spooky Halloween series.
Two of the images we caught, I don't even have, I can't tell you how they, I got them. The one I know I was filming, and I saw it while I was filming, but the second, third one, how I randomly got them, I do not know. I cannot begin to guess, but
it's
I'm not saying they magically appeared on there, but I just don't, I don't know, but
I think they wanted to be seen, and they had a story to tell. That's what I think.
One, I wouldn't even notice if my daughter hadn't been telling me the story while I was looking at it. And that's going to be, is that next week's?
Is it the one at the prison? Which one?
No, the creature.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that one next week.
Okay.
So anyway, we are over our time by about 10 minutes. So we appreciate everybody sticking with us. Josie's going to send us a voice recorder. That would be awesome. Sandra said, I'm very interested. Thank you. And then there was another comment on there. I missed a lot while I was going through evidence because I can't see both screens at the same time, but she thought, one of the recordings said help. So I'm going to have to re-listen to that.
Logical.
It probably did. And I think I know which one you're talking about, and that makes sense. So we just want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We hope that you enjoyed this story. We will have this on our podcast and our Facebook page tomorrow. So if you missed anything, you're welcome to tune in then.
So I was at the store the other day getting a beverage. Mm-hmm. This kid had a shirt on that had a camper and a dog. They're stick figures, stick camper. And it said, stay weird. It was like a picture of us. I mean, it was our camper. It was us sitting around the fire, and it said, stay weird. And I liked his shirt. It's pretty cool.
Maybe so, we need to make some stay weird t-shirts or something.
Stay weird. I mean, it was just like a picture of us.
Cool.
So we're not exactly stick figures, but.
Oh, no, not even close, but we are weird. So that fits.
We are weird.
So we'll hope y'all can join us next week. We appreciate you tuning in, and squatch on.
Stay weird.
And find your own destination and solve your mystery. Thanks for joining.